The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 5th of March. It is Tuesday. It is Election Day.
That's why I wanted to
and
come in today.
7:05 in the morning. And news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm with the national. What kind of day is it?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are looking at. Here they are. Religion. Let's do National Cheese Doodle Day.
Cheese Doodle. Okay, is there another one there?
National Multiple... Oh, that one's concerning. National Multiple Personalities Day.
Okay, ooh. We're all for that one. Yep.
Well, you know, it's Election Day.
It's Election
and
Day.
And we have multiple personalities that are going to be at the booth.
That are running for office.
And running for office, so it makes sense to me.
There you go. I like that one. Okay. And streaming at KCNR1460.com, and you can call us at 530-605-4567. And Linda's here, and good morning.
Well, hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
You're back.
Lots to cover this morning. Today, showers mainly after 7 a.m. with a high near 51. Looks like tonight we're going to have overnight lows of 46. We don't have any severe weather warnings, thank God, as we go out to the voting polls today. And have you filled your ballot out? Do you know where you're going and what you're doing? Because it's very important. Your vote does count. Wednesday, that's tomorrow, a chance of 40% chance of showers. It looks like we have probably about 57, overnight lows of 38. Sunny, it looks like it's popping through on Thursday with our temperatures around 61 and our overnight lows of 37 as we progress on Friday. Sunny once again with a high of 65. And Saturday, once again, showers down with around 55 our high. So we've got a couple days there where it opens up. You know, just what's going to happen is a little yellow. Some of our little flowers are going to bud. I know our bird of paradise is really starting to, not unfurl, but kind of you can see the color. And, of course, we start thinking about, you know, it's really weird, but we look at the magnolia trees starting to bloom and look at the camellias. Usually in December, they're kind of late today, but this weather has been like, you know, with it's very unpredictable. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out at Anderson, the Kinney family, who own Shasta Gas Propane. They've been our sponsor since day one, and they bring you the weather every time we read it, 365-3793, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
There you go. Today is Election Day. Do you know where we take our ballots down each time. Each time I never mail mine in. I like to go down there but they mailed me a ballot and that's the ballot I need to take down there. On it are a number of different, things to vote on, you know, the presidential primary, and all the runoffs that are going on, the different propositions that are coming up, and I hope you've read about them and discussed them. And then made your decision and then filled it out correctly. And then like I say, I like going down there and feeding it into the machine, get that satisfied little burp from the machine. And
we like to wear the little sticker.
Oh, they've got new stickers. They used to be just the American flag. Now it's more of it's more personalized for the County of Shasta. They had a contest. And the one that won has, I believe, if I looked at it correctly, has the Sundial Bridge on it. So, and a flag off to the side. I really like the flag.
I want to talk about a few things, believe it or not, you know, that came out in, it comes out not only in Sunday's Record Searchlight, but I don't know if you've really discussed it, but I wanted to talk a little bit more about the suit that is going against the act of the violation for the mayor vote. Have you discussed that, and do you want to elaborate any more on your opinion?
Well, the lady that put this up is named Catherine McDonald, and she filed a lawsuit February 5th that was served on this city on last Wednesday. She said that the three council members, she's, you know, and her the city and three council members, Tanessa Audette, Julie Winters, and Jack Mund, incorrectly voted to put Tanessa in instead of Mark Mazzano, whose turn it was to come up. He was the vice mayor. It was his turn to become mayor. And what they did was they changed that and voted for Tanessa to be mayor and Julie Winters to be vice mayor, and said that Ms. McDonald said that this was a violation of the Brown Act that had been discussed, and because of various things, you know, Jack Mund said, we've made the decision. He changed it to, I've made the decision. So essentially that's it. So she's suing the county for that, saying it needs to be overturned. And you know what? It was, in my opinion, it was blatantly political. Of course, Tanessa is running against Mark for the assembly. And the press release went out from Tanessa that said, I was elected mayor, you know, of Reading. Well, it really wasn't an election. It was an appointment.
But didn't this happen one before?
It's happened several times. This is not the first time.
But I mean, I remember that happening where they went over DeQuisto.
Yes, they did the same thing, and Julie was also voted for that one.
Was there a lawsuit in that time?
It was Judy, Aaron, and Kristen Schrader, and said they didn't want Mike to be the face of Reading, even though Mike had gotten more votes than any of them had. The same thing this time with, for whatever the reasons, they chose to skip Mark. I'm thinking they're both running for assembly. That probably had something to do with it. I would be flabbergasted if it wasn't. But then the supervisors did the same thing. They passed over Tim Garman and made Kevin Cry the chairman of the board of supervisors, and it's happened before. It's happened before at the city. It doesn't happen all the time, but it's not to be said, oh, this is the first time this has ever happened, and it isn't. So that's what the lawsuit's about. I found, you know, I looked at something, and it was quite a. We talk about people coming across the border by the millions, right? But what happens if they just fly in? And that's what's happening, that a report shows the Biden administration has flown hundreds of thousands of migrants from foreign countries directly to U.S. to the U.S. on flights using an app from the Customs and Border Protection. The administration, they made a deal with migrants from all over the world. They said if you were framed from illegally entering along the southern border in between the ports of entry, what we'll do is we'll let you fill out a couple of lines of paperwork online, and we'll let you fly into 43 different airports in the United States who will process and release you. Now, how many people are we talking about here? We're talking from January 2023 to December 23. At least 320,000 illegals were allowed to fly into the U.S. from their home country through a controversial program of the Biden administration using the CBP-1 app that was created to let migrants apply for parole into the U.S. And it allows for two-year periods of legal status during which adults are eligible for work authorization. So you can be a illegal that can't get in across the border. So we'll just fill out this app, fill out some paperwork. Then you fly into one of 43 airports. You're processed and you're free. My goodness. Imagine that from the Biden administration.
I have to take pause with that because
I'm just
you know, it's just. I mean, we, you know, the Statue of Liberty, and we. I know that my grandmother immigrated, but my grandmother immigrated. She immigrated through the process.
Yeah,
there were records. We went back to Ellis Island and we found the records. And I've said this before, so I'm going to share with you again about when, and we got to take a break. So anyway, about what it is to come through legally at a time when people did want to come to America because of the chances, but they did not have a free ride. And we are seeing more and more about how Americans are feeling like we are not being taken mm-hmm. care of. Our unemployment is not being taken care of. Our homelessness isn't being taken care of. Our streets aren't being taken care of. A lot of things have holes in it. And yet there are people coming from other countries that are getting cash. They're being put up in hotels.
Billions of dollars.
I think that's why people are so irate right now. Yes, we must be humanitarian, but what about the proper way of coming into a country? Our borders are seeping. They're bleeding. Where's the rules? And well, first of all, you know, I'm all about respect.
Well, we passed bleeding 2 years ago. We're hemorrhaging now. So anyway, let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to have let people call in and enter for the American flag we're giving away Friday. And then later on this hour, we're going to give away tickets to 5 women wearing the same dress. A comedy about a wedding where and the bridesmaids.
At the Riverfront Playhouse.
Yeah, and we'll give away some more tickets. We gave away 4 yesterday. We'll give away another 4 today. Okay, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. It's been an honor to serve Shasta County as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. We have accomplished a lot. Term limits, Second Amendment resolution, fair elections, supporting the Reading Rancheria, Charter County, and more. As we move into this new year, we will need solid conservative leadership more than ever. And I'm up for the challenge. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, this is Wynn Carpenter. I'm running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 3, and I'm ready to serve. I would be honored to be your conservative representative and look forward to doing so. I support the direction the majority of the current board is headed. I support the elimination of the impact fees. I support the Charter County proposal, which will give the local government more control on what we do and how we do it. I support the Second Amendment as stated in the federal and state constitutions. Therefore, I would push to make Shasta County a constitutional carry county. I support a fair and transparent election with traceable and verifiable data. I will stand with the Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors to fight the state and its heavy-handedness to shove the Fountain Windmill Project down our throats. I will stand against any imposition from the state, no matter the issue, on legislative or executive matters under the jurisdiction of the Board of Supervisors of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Wynn Carpenter, Supervisor, District 3.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
a new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Before by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
We've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years.
We have never actively volunteered in a political campaign.
The incredible waste of our taxpayer dollars compelled us to act.
Our county is in crisis, but District 1 Supervisor Kevin Cry is at the heart of the problems we face.
District 1 residents are coming together from all political parties.
The election is nearing.
It takes all of us to restore county government.
Stop reckless spending. We need your vote to recall Kevin Cry.
Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank, local board of directors, four branches in our local area, one in Red Bluff on Riverside Way, two right here in Redding, one at 1845 California Street, one over in Hartnell Avenue at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. And the last one at Anderson at Ventura Street, 2737 Ventura Street. Hey, they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
Well, I wanted to talk a few things. We just have in this segment before we bring in Justin Wandro and Mimi Mosley talking about Reading Restart. Let's get into the Reading Rancheria Community Fund Barbie event on Friday night. And I wanted to just thank everybody who came out. Of course, it was sold out, and it was a lot of fun. And I had the great honor of being asked to do the music. So in my mind, I wanted to do, like, the different themed Barbies as, put together different songs. And Pat Karch and the band members were amazing. And we did, like, two or three rehearsals. Now, they had written Joe Larson and Paul Sen and Lou White and Pat. They all did. They wrote arrangements. So you've got three horn parts, you know. So those are things that I did not have in my repertoire, my charts, from years before. So there were brand new songs that were performed and fun and a night that was immersed in, Barbie fashion. And you probably have seen a lot of the, pictures on Facebook and so on and so forth. But, I wanted to share with you, people go, well, what is the event if they don't know about it? And the Reading Ranch, Rhea Community Fund does a yearly event. First of all, throughout the year, there are two times that are open for a 501 to be able to request a 501c, to request like $1,500 up to $5,000 in, I think, like a grant. It's a gift.
It's a grant.
Well, okay, so whatever you want to call it.
That's what a grant is.
Right. Well, is it?
A grant is a gift.
Okay.
They've applied for it, and they don't have to pay it back.
There you go. Okay, so they gave the big every year when they have this event, and the, it used to be $5,000 was the grant, was the big, you know, announcement. Now it's gone up significantly in what they give, but they gave this year, the recipient was Tree of Life International Charter School. And we have a friend that's on the board of directors, and what's interesting about this school is that it's a language immersed school that is a kind of along the lines, but I'm sure different than Reading School of the Arts, where it's music, there's a lot of learning, ways to learn that are not your basic, you better follow this book and here's our curriculum. So it's a different kind of immersed curriculum, which is, I wish that I had, and Jack Potter mentioned the same thing, is that maybe we would have been more studious and, you know, gone out of school, feeling like, we could contend to be in college. Even though I did go to some college, you know, I went off and, you know, went on the road. I never did get a college degree, but, you know, maybe would have thought a little bit more of my learning skills had I gone into a school like this. So I love that there's all these different ways to approach education and how to get, open your mind so that you can achieve with languages and, you know, your basic skills like, you know, mathematics and stuff like that. So congratulations. And Cal, who used to be our trainer at Adamson's Peak Performance, is on the board, he and his wife.
He's also a California Highway Patrolman.
And what's really weird is that, you know, we knew Cal when he was like 19 or something, and it would have been, what, 16 years ago we were training over there before we got married, and Cal was our trainer. And when he comes down the steps in the back after they received their gift, and he's with his beautiful bride, and he says, yeah, our four children. Like, what? Where's time gone? He's on the board. He's like older and matured, you know. It's just, but wait a minute. What does that make me? So anyway, congratulations to the Tree of Life International Charter School located in Anderson. It's nice to know about this school. We got to get them on and talk about what they do. So, and it was really a lot of fun doing the Barbie theme. And thank you so much, everybody who said wonderful thanks.
We made national news up here in the North State again, mm-hmm. in Siskiyou County. The Fish and Wildlife Department planted about at least 830 salmon in the Klamath River that all died.
Yeah, I read that.
They all died. According to the CDFW, thousands of fall-run Chinook salmon fry released for the first time from its Fall Creek hatchery in Siskiyou County. It's state-of-the-art. Are presumed to have succumbed to gas bubble disease. Now, I read what it said in the article, and it makes no sense to me. So here's what gas bubble disease is in fish. It's a condition that affects fish when the water they breathe is supersaturated with gases. This causes gas bubbles to form in the fish's bloodstream and tissues, which can damage the eyes, fins, gills, and internal organs. It can be caused by algae blooms, poor aeration, overstocking, or inadequate filtration. To treat that, you've got to perform a water change, improve aeration, reduce overstocking, blah, 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 blah. But 830,000 of these fry died after they planted them. Some residents of, you know, when they heard that, they're skeptical of his reasoning. He says, I think it's unusual that a gas bubble, because first of all, the water behind the creek is gone and going through the tunnel. The tunnel is virtually at river level on both sides of the dam. The river condition looks great. All the other water quality and oxygen, all those things were reading at suitable levels. But they've got a huge amount of sediment in there. They may have put too many in, but whatever they did, they just wiped out a whole, well, close to a million salmon fry that were going to be heading to the ocean.
Do you think that
somebody made a mistake?
Or do you think it had to do with our temperature? Our temperatures have gone up and down and up and down.
No, well, I don't know if that has an effect on the water turbidity or the amount of sediment in the water, or did they, you know, they removed those dams, and people are saying the river's black in some areas because of all the sediment that keeps moving down there. Now, in a year or two, you know, perhaps that will have cleared. But obviously it was the wrong decision to put 830,000 salmon fry into that spot.
Well, have they done that in the past and it's been successful, A?
No, this
and
is the
B,
first time.
In that particular location.
The dam was pulled down this year. I think this is the first time.
Okay. Well, I would like to find out more information on that. And B, could there be a different kind of something in the sediment?
It's really like we talk about
what happened with fires and herbicides and stuff like that that have happened that remain in the soil. Did something happen with the sediment that came down into that lake? That's not been identified.
That's a good point. They believe that there's toxic sediments in the layers below the water because for decades, people were using DDT and other allergicides in the lakes in the 60s, so the sediments are down in the clay.
Mm.
And this one person said this probably won't be a problem next year. Anyway, the fish were hatched at the new $35 million state-of-the-art Fall Creek hatch fishery.
Well, we got to take a break. Coming back, we're going to have Justin Awandro and Mimi Mosley. We're talking about Redding Restart, which is a program here addressing drug addiction, and we're going to find out what's going on where they're going to be our guests here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott this morning and streaming at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, your only full-service jewelry store in Reading. We'll be right back.
My love is making music. Friend. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi there, Shasta County. It's Dan Sloan.
I want to thank Republicans across Shasta County for selecting me to serve as your GOP leader. Your faith in that leadership has motivated me to run for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2. I'm the only candidate in this race that is a lifelong Republican with a history of fighting to protect our conservative way of life. With my experience, I will protect the foundational values of Shasta County. Criminals will not receive a get-out-of-jail-free card because we will keep our jail open. You have the right to arm yourself, and I will protect your Second Amendment. Taxpayer dollars won't be needlessly wasted on programs that don't benefit you. And remember, government is done best when we do the opposite of what Gavin Newsom says.
A vote for Dan Sloan is a vote for conservative Republicans. Vote for a leader who understands your needs. Vote Dan Sloan. Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Sloan.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
$40,000 more dollars to Kevin Cry? Disgruntled East Coast multimillionaire Reverge Anselmo has now added nearly $150,000 more dollars into Cry in the last 2 months. This brings the total of outside money to Shasta County officials closer to $2 million. Do you want to live in Anselmo County? This is not local control. Save Shasta County. Take back local control. Vote yes to recall Kevin Cry on March 5th. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Welcome back.
Good morning.
Yeah. Welcome back to 35 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We are giving away a flag. Here's your chance. You can either go on our Facebook page and sign your name in there as the person who won last time. That's what happened with her. So just put your name down and a phone number. I need your name and a phone number. Or you can call in with a name, with your name and phone number and enter as many times as you like.
Not just any flag. It's a Tough Text 3x5 made in America. But what's really great about this flag is that, it'll hold up to, you know, several miles per hour of galing winds, and
it's been flying.
Yes,
and it's still there.
Donated by the Flag Center, for all your flag needs, located on Hilltop. So yeah, we're going to be putting all those numbers in a box, and on Friday we'll be pulling your name for a flag.
There you go.
For
and
this
if
particular
you,
flag.
If you've already won a flag, please don't enter again. There you go. You've already got your flag. Okay, we're here with Mimi Mosley and Justin Mondro, and we're going to be talking about the Reading Restart.
And March 15th date.
Yep.
The addressing drug addiction.
Yeah, and it's going to have a focus on fentanyl.
Okay.
So just last week you had on Rocky Heron, who was amazing, and he has been addressing this with the youth of our community. 1,600 eighth graders got to see him and hear what he had to say and listen to the challenge of how dangerous this drug is.
You know, the thing about it is that fentanyl is so cheap to make. And as what Rocky pointed out, it used to be it cost $30 a pill. Now it's $1.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they're coming in different colors. Plus, it looks like regular pills, like, I don't know, Percocet or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're infused with it. That's why, and for the first time in over the last couple of years, we've had over 100,000 overdose deaths, which comes out to like 300 a day.
Right.
Think about that. 300 overdose deaths a day.
Yeah.
And where is it coming from? Right. South. It's coming across the border.
It is. And, you know, an interesting thing, our son is a medic in Franklin, Tennessee, a very affluent town.
Yes.
That's only about 10,000 more people than Reading. And when we were visiting him, he said, Mom, we get 50 ODs a week.
Wow.
And he said, and almost all of them are 14 to 22-year-olds, and it's fentanyl-related. And he said a quarter of those die. So you, and it's very affluent, and all the country music stars'
right.
kids.
Well, Franklin, Tennessee is right outside Nashville. And it used to be Nashville, and then went out to Brentwood, which is very affluent.
Right. Plus, there are a lot of colleges there.
There's several. 10 colleges and universities in the Nashville area.
Around
and
that
Franklin
area.
Franklin is just a beautiful place.
Well, yeah, but he said it's because these kids are so affluent, and we don't tend to think of fentanyl and drug addiction as being kids. We think of it, and it's kind of a game that they play, too. They've got the Narcan on them in case something happens and they die. They shoot it up their nose, and they come back.
Okay, so the event that is addressing drug addiction is March 15th, and that's going to be at Simpson University. What time? Oh, it's 9 a.m. to 12, so it's a morning time event. Is it going to be, tell us.
What's happening?
Yes. Give us a visual.
Yeah, so basically we have a series of things that are going to happen. They're going to have a presentation from Dr. Ketchum on actually what is addiction, what it's biologically doing in your brain, so that we all are aware of that and understand what that means before we really dive deep into it. We have a testimony. Someone's going to tell their story of how they overcame addiction. Because we want this to be a sense of hope going into it. I mean, it's a deep topic that's really heavy, but we want people to know there is actually hope. We do see people get over and overcome an addiction to fentanyl. So there'll be a few presentations. There'll be a testimony. We'll play a video that's relevant and connected. And then the main event is really a panel discussion. So we're bringing in some different people, experts from the community, who can speak on different topics related to addiction and fentanyl. And Jonathan Anderson, the director at the Mission, is going to host the panel and be the MC and really just ask questions of the people. We at the Mission aren't coming in as the experts on it. We just want to bring in all the experts. And then what's unique about the way we do the forum is when you register online at readingrestart.com, you can submit your questions. And those are the questions that we then take, and whatever ones get the most, asked the most and are relevant, we will ask those questions to the panelists up on the stage. So we're not setting the agenda for what's going to be asked. It's whoever's attending is setting the agenda.
And how do they go about filling out the questions?
Yeah, so you go to readingrestart.com. There's a link to sign up on Eventbrite.
And it's free.
And it's free. Yeah, it's all free. We just need to know how many people are coming. And when you register, just with your name and email, then you could put in your question that you want asked.
Well, you know, when you look at our pop culture, or we watch films or anything that's popular, even a television program, maybe it's a series, and you see, you go to a party, they're passing drugs.
Right.
Yes. You will see in a rave, when I look at a picture of a rave, I'm thinking, is anybody straight in this rave? Because it's a popular concept is that you pop a couple pills, although I'm just going to do a disclaimer. I've never been to a rave, but I wonder, those pills that you think that you might be getting from, oh, my buddy, he's not going to, where did he get it? Or they get it? Or she, or where did she get it? And, the fact is that this fentanyl issue is everywhere around us at all times. Yeah. Nothing that you thought it was could be.
That's right. And I think that a lot of people in the community, because it has not been addressed, hence our reason for addressing it, they're in the dark, and what you don't know, you kind of draw your own conclusions, and you think they're all homeless or they're all this or that, and it is across the board. It's in so many drugs that come across, and it's not being produced by a pharmacy. It's not like these pills are perfect and evenly distributed with the narcotic in it. It is being made by people that don't really know what they're doing. So you could have four pills. One will have absolutely no fentanyl in it, and so your friend took that, no problem. The fourth one could be all fentanyl, and you die.
And I'm curious what the slight fentanyl high, because there's certain degrees. I don't know. I mean, like, every drug produces a different high.
Well, fentanyl is a magic drug mm-hmm. in the sense they use it in surgery. They use it for pain.
Yeah.
They use it. I mean, when it was invented, it was like a little miracle drug.
Yeah.
And then they found out that it can be used just like other things and abused. And according to Rocky, where do you get it from? If you're in high school, you're going to get it from your best friend. You're going to get it from the homecoming queen, the jock, the quarterback.
Yeah.
They're your friends that have it, and they're the ones that provide it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
we
got to take a quick
break
here. All right, we'll come back. We need to talk some more about this and when and where and all that. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, give Patrick a call. This guy's an expert on workers' compensation. He's a veteran. Former law enforcement officer, went to law school, went to work for the insurance companies for a couple of years and just didn't like it. So he opened up his own office. Work injuries can be life-changing for you and your family. If you're not getting the treatment you need, your employer wants you back, you want to get back, and you might need a hand here. Make sure you give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168 today. We'll be right back.
Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we go wrong?
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while the floor of our jail is closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Redding, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
Hi there, Shasta County. It's Dan Sloan.
I want to thank Republicans across Shasta County for selecting me to serve as your GOP leader. Your faith in that leadership has motivated me to run for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2. I'm the only candidate in this race that is a lifelong Republican with a history of fighting to protect our conservative way of life. With my experience, I will protect the foundational values of Shasta County. Criminals will not receive a get-out-of-jail-free card because we will keep our jail open. You have the right to arm yourself, and I will protect your Second Amendment. Taxpayer dollars won't be needlessly wasted on programs that don't benefit you. And remember, government is done best when we do the opposite of what Gavin Newsom says.
A vote for Dan Sloan is a vote for conservative Republicans. Vote for a leader who understands your needs. Vote Dan Sloan. Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Sloan.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Welcome back.
Wait, let's have this. Play that a little louder, please.
Yeah.
He made it through. He made it. When you think about some of these, like, rock stars. But I don't know, in those days when they were doing their, like, drug-induced days, they weren't laced with fentanyl. Right. Well, you were going to die. I mean, some of them, of course, Janis Joplin, I mean, they overdosed with the heroin stuff. But, you know, it just takes that one time.
Yep.
We have a special message. Marty Mosley, this is for you. I'm going to send you a photo of Linda's earrings.
Four Winds Jewelry.
That we bought from Four Winds Jewelry. I'm sending you a photo because Mimi wants them. So, Marty, honey. You've been warned.
Well, okay. You know what I love about Four Winds Jewelry? I'm just going to say this quickly. I know we're talking about, you know, everything connects anyway, but is that they do estate jewelry. I think these could possibly have been, estate. But anyway, they're just diamond hoops that connect, and all I'm saying is that I can wear them to the gym, Pilates, go swimming. Anyway, so we all want to have bling that we can wear all the time.
They're functional.
They're totally functional.
Hey, Justin, what's Redding Restart?
Yeah, so Redding Restart, really the idea behind that phrase is to restart the conversation around homelessness. So we found that we were a place where homelessness wasn't being talked about maybe in the way that we felt was going to be the most valuable for our community. And so we put together this series of forums to help us start to restart that conversation in a way that's going to actually be helpful and help move things forward in our community.
Is this a large organization or?
This is just an effort that the Good News Rescue Mission has put together. And it's not, we don't brand it the Good News Rescue Mission because it's really about not us at the mission. It's about, hey, let's get people in our community who know about the specific topics around different issues with homelessness, and let's hear from them. Let's have them share with the community their expertise and the things that they know.
Okay.
And just bringing people together to talk about that.
So this is going to be March 15th. That's a week from Friday.
Yeah.
And it's going to be over at Simpson University in the Student Center over there. And it's going to have Sheriff Mike Johnson, Kimberly McKinney-Tight. She's the Shasta County Clinical Program Coordinator. Joy Hughes, who is the Good News Rescue Mission Recovery Program Manager, Tanessa Audette, Mayor, and Dr. Douglas McMullen, Shasta Community Health Director.
Well, we did have to substitute Dr. McMullen. He had something come up that he couldn't say no to. So we've got Dr. Miles Ketchum, who Dr. McMullen said is even more fabulous than he is.
Do you remember that doctor that was giving lectures about drugs and the effect?
Dr. Greenberg.
Greenberg, and the effect it has on your pleasure center.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you what, that was one of the most...
It was.
It's striking because you still remember things. This thing was, gosh, years and years
ago.
At least 10 years ago. And what he said was, when you take drugs, I mean, we all average in our pleasure center like 50 to 60%. I'm probably closer to 70 because I find amusement in places. But then the different types of drugs, and I think it was heroin, takes you right up to that 100 plus,
yeah,
which is where people get addicted.
And chasing the dragon. So after you get that first high that's so pleasurable, you go, oh, I've got to try to get that again. And they get to a place where they all they want is to get to normal, and they can't achieve that. So it's a horrible, horrible thing.
Well, are people going to, I mean, you've got the mayor there. Why do you have the mayor there?
Well, we wanted somebody, and I had to kind of push for this, and I didn't care who in the government we got, but I did want somebody that I could... that I could say, now see here, we want to hold government accountable. And Tanessa works for Brian Daly, and so I want her to see what's happened at this Reading Restart, and I want her to take it back to Brian and say, hey, we got to do something here. We have an opportunity and a responsibility as who we are and who you are in this position as senator to make this happen and to step in and curb the flood of fentanyl coming across our borders. But one thing that Rocky said, which is very interesting, yes, it's coming from China. Yes, it's coming from Mexico. But if you did not have the consumer who wanted it,
oh, no, it's
so
right
it's
here.
On us. We've it's got right to we have got to step up as a community first, and then we can just like you remember years ago, our son Matt was working to get rid of some of the massage parlors. And what they worked at is tell the Johns, you're going to be exposed. So they stepped back, and the massage parlors started phasing out. We still have quite a few, but it made a difference, and we want to make a difference.
Well, speaking of somebody that wants to make a difference, we have a caller. Marty, good morning.
Hey.
Hi, honey.
So what kind of a ring? Hi, honey. What kind of a ring are you buying me?
It's not a ring. It's ear rings.
Earrings.
If you could see,
I don't really wear earrings.
If you could see
really
Linda's earrings, you would go, I must get those for my beautiful wife.
I'm going to send you a picture, Marty, so there's no
you can
mistakes.
Take a picture of them.
Yep. Okay. Well, let's just make sure you do, and then let me know where they come from.
Absolutely. Four Winds Jewelry.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye. You're amazing.
I like your husband. Reading Restart, they're addressing drug addiction. And you know what, my friends, this is so important. We just saw a specious article came out that said Reading was in the third most dangerous city in California. I don't know if you've seen that. I can pass that on to you. And but it says, and the main reason is drugs. A lot of their facts were wrong. It was as if they were getting all of their... all their facts from one online newspaper around here, and said that we were short police, which we're not, and all that. But it was really not a favorable piece for Reading. But it all goes back to drug addiction, and which we have problems with it. An example: people with fentanyl problems out here, and drug problems, and mental problems. They can't get them in to be treated because they don't want to go. And so what happens? They just keep taking drugs, and then Baskin-Robbins gets its doors busted down. What was that? One place got caught on fire. Oh, H&R Block, the place was caught on fire.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these things keep going on because of these drug problems that we're having in our town.
And we don't know how to fix it. And so having these community forums, the great thing about that is maybe I don't have the answer. Maybe the sheriff doesn't have the answer. But somebody in that group that attends one of these forums may say, have you ever thought about this.
Yeah.
And then they step forward and we go, dang, we never thought about that. So we will, it's a community effort.
Absolutely. And all and different kinds of details coming together in order to make a complete picture.
Before we leave, one more time, the time and place.
March 15th, coming up. Simpson University from 9 to 12. Do you need tickets? Do you?
You just register online at readyandrestart.com, and that's all it takes. It's free, and you're in.
And you could also pose a question.
And ask your questions when you register.
Right, right. We appreciate you coming on the air with us.
Thank you.
I'm going to see you next week, Mimi. But
yes.
Be sure to think about maybe actually bringing – you can bring your, I would think this would be great to bring some work associates.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks very much
Thank
for being
you.
With us. And
Appreciate
when we come
it.
Back, we're going to be talking Special Olympics.
Thanks for having us.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
This is the biggest day on the presidential primary and caucus calendar. This is Super Tuesday.
16 states and one territory are holding presidential voting contests, and over a third of all the available delegates for both the Republican and Democratic nominations are at stake. In the GOP race, Donald Trump has 244 delegates heading into Super Tuesday, while Nikki Haley has 43. For Democrats, President Biden is not facing any serious challengers in his bid for the party's nomination. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump easily won the North Dakota GOP caucuses, picking up another 29 delegates. He's also chairing the unanimous Supreme Court ruling that states do not have the power to bar him or any other federal candidates from the ballot.
I think it's a very big day for America. I think it's a very big day for liberty, and I think it's just a great day for this country. Again, I hope it's unifying like I think, but it is. It's a big step toward unification.
Howls of protest from the left are countered by those who say that giving voters a right to elect the candidates of their choice is at the very heart of democracy. Heard quite a bit about communist China's struggling economy, but that's not stopping its military buildup. China is hiking its defense budget by 7.2% this year, which is similar to last year's increase. At $222 billion, it is the world's second largest military budget, just behind the United States. Five people killed in last night's crash of a small plane went down near Interstate 40 in Nashville. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the deadly crash. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 235 points, the Nasdaq off 275 points for a loss of almost 2%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
New FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Heavily armed gangs tried to seize control of Haiti's main international airport, exchanging gunfire with police and soldiers. Harold Isaac is an independent journalist in Haiti. He tells the BBC that daily life there has gotten even more challenging, given the increasingly dangerous conditions on the ground.
It's a checkered reality. It's a checkered life. You have to figure out your commute, how, where you're going, how you're going, how you're coming back. You always have to be on the lookout and try and stay put as much as possible. But in reality, either you are in a situation where you're exposed to the direct reality, or you may be at risk of being exposed to that reality.
The airport was closed when the attack took place. No planes operating, no passengers at the airport. It was the biggest attack on the airport in Haiti's history. Two planes colliding midair above the Nairobi National Park. Smaller plane crashed in the park, killing two people. Townhall.com. Couple of people are in trouble in North Carolina. They allegedly poached hundreds of Venus flytraps.
The plants grow naturally in the eastern part of the state. Officers with the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission obtained arrest warrants for the two people accused of stealing nearly 600 of the rare plants from Boiling Spring Lakes. Stealing the plants is a felony. Wildlife officers responded to a complaint last month about two people digging for flytraps in the area. The two were stopped at a local gas station and officers searched their backpacks. Keith Peters reporting.
Alabama lawmakers facing public pressure to get in vitro fertilization services restarted are nearing approval of immunity legislation for providers. Several IVF providers paused their services after the state Supreme Court's ruling last month that frozen embryos were children under the state's wrongful death law. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can get in our chat room the same way. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And today, the 5th of March, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Ben's at the helm of the Starship Free Fire.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. And it's National Multiple Personalities Day. Is there another one?
There is. There's one more. Let me get that back up.
Okay. So, and then the other one was something weird. Oh, cheese doodles.
What's wrong with that? I mean,
I don't even know what a cheese doodle is.
I don't know, but I'm very curious to know.
They look like Cheetos.
The people, you know, we should do a little bit, or maybe one of our listeners could do a little bit of finding out where's the organization. Is it located in a city where they choose what national day it is? Is there a committee? Is there, like, you know, are there 10 people? Is there a board of directors? What do you do? Oh, well, I get to choose a national day. And is it the same every year? Or do they do a new one in 2024?
So is it National Hamburger Day today as it was last year? Or National Multiple Personalities Day as it was last year? Well, for multiple personalities, it could be at any time. Because they don't remember.
It could be across the board.
Anyway, is there one more?
Yes, National Absinthe Day.
Absinthe?
Absinthe.
The absinthe. That's that drink that you don't want to take because it'll make you drunk. Well, that's not true, because sometimes we'll add some of that ingredients. In fact, I'm going to look that up now, folks, because I want to know.
Anyway.
You know, it's one of those things that I think if you drink too much of it, it kind of like puts worms in your head. I don't know. Maybe I just read that somewhere, or maybe it was in some sci-fi, because I love sci-fi. All right, let's go to the way. You want to talk sci-fi. Let's look outside right now, because we've got another one of those gloomy days. But, you know, that's a state of mind. We're going to have 100% chance of showers today with our highs of 51 and our overnight lows of 46. Tomorrow, showers once again, partly cloudy overnight tomorrow night with our overnight lows of 38. And as we progress to sunny days on Thursday with the 61 temperature of the skies with, that's the high, and overnight lows, clear skies once again, 37, so you get to see that moon, and sunny on Friday with 65, overnight lows of 40, and Saturday chance of showers. We go back down on Saturday and Sunday with showers, once again, and on Monday. So enjoy, this, like, variable weather forecast, and the weather is always brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, the Kinney family who owns Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. 365-3793.
A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans there. You know what the thing is when it goes sunny? What day is it going to go sunny? Right there? You said
it's
like Thursday.
When does it go sunny?
Yeah.
Well, I think it may turn sunny.
Okay.
On Thursday and on Friday, according to this forecast.
Well, here's the problem. I was going to run down there and get another load of hay, but the last storm we had ripped the roof off of the hay storage area. And so I'm, yeah, I think I'm going to come store it in the in Sue's office in the back. Ken Bales, hey. Hey, we are here with Jim Putnam. And Jim's with the Special Olympics of Northern California. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, wait a minute.
I'm going to get you right in there. Just almost like pretend like you're getting a
X-ray.
There okay. we go. There
Much
you go.
Much better. So that was our fault. We didn't put it down and, you know, slap your
so
face.
So, Jim, tell us about the history of and why you are with the Special Olympics. And you also had an event. They had a basketball tournament in Chico, which kind of like lays the groundwork for one that's happening here. But give us a little history, because all of a sudden we just, boom, you're with the Special Olympics. Here, share with our listeners as you're driving today in the stormy weather about your story with the Special Olympics.
Well, I got involved in Special Olympics. My daughter is diagnosed with autism, and trying to get her into school sports was very, very difficult. In fact, nearly impossible, just because she, you know, couldn't follow the directions quick enough, as you know, as the as I say, the normally developing children did. A friend of mine said, "Hey, have you thought about Special Olympics?" And I just thought, "No." I just happened to know Denise Caldwell just through profession. She's a nurse. I'm a nurse, and so I knew of her. I didn't know that she was as involved in Special Olympics as she was. Anyway, talking to her, I got her signed up for basketball, and she just blossomed. Just really loved it. That's the thing about Special Olympic sports is that the athletes themselves are just so supportive of each other. This weekend we had a tournament in Chico, sets up for another tournament that we're going to have in Anderson on the 23rd and 24th of March. My point in saying that is that these kids, most of them are adults, but the athletes, sometimes they have incidental contact on the court. Kids get knocked down. Mm-hmm. Glasses will go flying.
Right.
Almost all of them will just swarm on the person on the ground and say, "Are you okay? Are you okay?"
Right.
I mean,
that's one of the things I've noticed is the competitors really support each other.
Absolutely,
and it's not who goes across the line first or does this that. They're just very supportive, and it's so, you know, it's so nice to see. I mean, it's really heartfelt. I mean, when you see these things happening, and you think in our dog eat dog cutthroat sports mentality that we have now, starting when they're six.
Absolutely.
that you've got. And these kids are giving it their very best.
Yes.
And that's the other thing, too. Mm-hmm. And it's such a, you know, it's such a feeling of accomplishment for them to finish a 100-yard dash or score a basket or just be running back and forth in the court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And again, you know, like you said, it's just that sense of camaraderie that they get.
Yeah.
And those bonds, they last sometimes lifetimes.
Well, we play the country club.
Mm-hmm.
They have a Special Olympics golf tournament out there, and we've played there several times. And we're paired up with, you know, with a father-son, father-daughter thing. And it's just remarkable. And so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And my first drive off the off of hole one, you've got the river on the left and you've got the fairway. Well, they've got a little sign down there that says, you know, Bot's Grotto, because that's where I always put my ball. And so I swung and I hit, and yep, sure enough, there it goes. And of course, nobody says anything when you hit one in the river. But the young man said, "Whoa, that was a rotten shot." And we started laughing. I was laughing about it. Yeah, I said, "Well, yes, it was." Maybe I'll just roll mine next time.
Right.
Okay. You know, it's one of those.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, we are here with Jim Putnam, Special Olympics of Northern California. They've got an event coming up here that we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to talk about that and other things going on with the Special Olympics and how we up here in the North State can support that. Okay? This portion of the show brought to you by REU. REU, are you looking for an electric vehicle? Are you? Yesterday, we just heard two of our friends have electric bikes.
James and Rhonda both have
electric bikes.
Oh, I know James does, so
and,
that's cool.
And we had a friend at the One Safe Place.
Susan Eastman.
Crab Feet bid and won.
She's a real big cyclist herself. Yeah. She goes on actually bike trips, so I'm glad she got one.
So you think about purchasing an electric vehicle. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And when we come back, we're going to give away four tickets to five girls in the same dress, which is a comedy at the Riverfront Playhouse about the bridesmaids. And we'll be giving those away as soon as we come back.
Sounds like a wonderful comedy.
It is. We'll be right back.
Supervisor District 4. It's been an honor to serve Shasta County as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. We have accomplished a lot. Term limits, Second Amendment resolution, fair elections, supporting the Redding Rancheria, Charter County, and more. As we move into this new year, we will need solid conservative leadership more than ever. And I'm up for the challenge. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Hello, this is Wynn Carpenter. I'm running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 3. And I'm ready to serve. I would be honored to be your conservative representative and look forward to doing so. I support the direction the majority of the current board is headed. I support the elimination of the impact fees. I support the Charter County proposal, which will give the local government more control on what we do and how we do it. I support the Second Amendment as stated in the federal and state constitutions. Therefore, I would push to make Shasta County a constitutional carry county. I support a fair and transparent election with traceable and verifiable data. I will stand with the Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors to fight the state and its heavy-handedness to shove the Fountain Windmill Project down our throats. I will stand against any imposition from the state, no matter the issue, on legislative or executive matters under the jurisdiction of the Board of Supervisors of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Wynn Carpenter, Supervisor, District 3.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hi there, Shasta County. It's Dan Sloan. I want to thank Republicans across Shasta County for selecting me to serve as your GOP leader. Your faith in that leadership has motivated me to run for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2. I'm the only candidate in this race that is a lifelong Republican with a history of fighting to protect our conservative way of life. With my experience, I will protect the foundational values of Shasta County. Criminals will not receive a get-out-of-jail-free card because we will keep our jail open. You have the right to arm yourself, and I will protect your Second Amendment. Taxpayer dollars won't be needlessly wasted on programs that don't benefit you. And remember, government is done best when we do the opposite of what Gavin Newsom says.
A vote for Dan Sloan is a vote for conservative Republicans. Vote for a leader who understands your needs. Vote Dan Sloan. Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Sloan.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you or someone you love
struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Oh, Ben, thank you for your selection of music. Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. And Carl and Linda Bott, it's a Tuesday day, March 5th. You know, today is election day. So get your vote on and get out there and get your ballots ready to make a difference. Okay, did we take a caller for the van we were giving tickets away for? Five women wearing the same dress, which is going to be a huge, funny show, about, you know, bridesmaids all deciding with all their self, their personalities. This is going to be hilarious. Trying to, I guess, either dibs on the, I don't know, we'll read more about that. But anyway, we've got tickets for that that, opens on March 8th and goes to, I think March 10th. I got to look at that, how far that goes, but tickets for that as well. And right now, we're here with, Jim. Talking about Special Olympics, you're here specifically to talk about the event that happened in Anderson that's going to be coming here, or Chico, excuse me, coming to Anderson the 24th and 25th, the basketball tournament. And you are looking, I said, well, in the big picture, what do you need? And we talked about your history of, you know, a lot of times with Special Olympics, people will come because maybe it's in their family or they've got a neighbor, they have a special heart for, you know, whoever's challenged. I know I'm challenged. So, you know, I am. And I'm the first to admit it. But so you guys need volunteers.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Our basketball tournament is the biggest tournament that we have. And it involves hundreds and hundreds of athletes. And so it's really important to have eyes on these athletes, guiding them, helping them to get to where they need to be. And volunteers are always welcome. If anybody wants to volunteer, they can go to they can go to onc.org. And there's a spot on that site where they can go and put an application in to be a volunteer. And it's so much fun. I get so much more out of being around these athletes than I give to them, for sure. Mm. I mean, I'm so blessed to be involved in this.
I love that.
That's wonderful.
Well, you know, when you give of yourself and you can see that you're just stepping up to do something for others, and then to feel that pour into your heart and your soul, and you don't even know that that's going to happen, mm-hmm. is such a beautiful gift about receiving more than what you give.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, I'm so blessed.
Yeah.
Okay, so more volunteers. What would the volunteers be doing? kind of stuff.
So the volunteers, again, would help with just kind of guiding the athletes into the different venues that we have when we do soccer and flag football. That's down at Santa Clara. That's a huge campus, huge. And it's always good to have more bodies, again, to help the athletes get from their hotels to whatever field they're going to be playing on.
Mm-hmm. Are they in buses and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you're making sure everybody gets on the bus, everybody gets to the game, everybody gets back on the bus.
Right.
And gets back.
And make sure they're getting their lunches, making sure they're hydrating.
Yeah.
Especially with, like I say, with the football, you're playing on artificial turf. It's warm down there. And again, you know, if it's just one or two people, it's hard to make sure that everybody is hydrating.
How many Special Olympians do we have around here, Jim?
Oh, hundreds. Hundreds.
Here in the Redding and Shasta County area?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's
hundreds. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, and they all participate in different sports. Again, like I say, basketball is our biggest mm-hmm. Attraction. But, again, bocce, golf, soccer, flag football, I mean, they all draw a lot of people in. And it's just fun to watch them play and grow. And support
each
other.
And they're recognized for their efforts.
Absolutely.
Which is absolutely important.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wow. So, this is something else that I just love about having the station, is that we can come out and talk about things that we, you know, people maybe don't hear about and don't realize how huge it is.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's massive. And then, again, you know, when you have these tournaments and you have people coming from Yuba and Siskiyou, and I mean, you know, they come from all over Northern California. And again, you know, these athletes, they see each other maybe once a year, but they remember and uh-huh. they hug each other and support each other. And then in Anderson, after that tournament's over, there's a dance, and they all just love the dance. Oh, they get so dressed up. It's so exciting for them.
And this is something that our athletes have something to look forward to. They can train for. They get the activity outside. They're not just stuck in a house like many of all kids are nowadays.
Absolutely.
So this is great. Mm-hmm. Well, Jim, thanks so much. So one more time, let's talk about the dates and when the tournament's happening and how people can get a hold of you or the committee to volunteer.
Going on to the onc.org website, you can put an application in to be a volunteer. It's really simple. It just takes a few minutes. We need volunteers for sure. Our tournament in Anderson is on the 23rd and 24th. That's always a lot of fun. It's a big tournament. Yuba, Siskiyou, a lot of the counties from Northern California that come and play. And they just get, again, they're just so excited to be around each other and play. We also have, after basketball is done, then we start into, bocce ball in the spring. That's always fun. The athletes really love bocce ball. If we do well enough, then we get to go and play in a regional. Mm-hmm. And this year that will be down in Martinez. The date isn't quite set yet, but.
Sure. What's that website again?
It's onc.org.
So one last question. So on the 24th, they do the basketball and then Sunday. So when is the dance? Is it Saturday night or is it Sunday night?
Saturday night.
So are they playing Saturday and Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the dance Saturday night. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I know of somebody who came and helped with clothing and dresses and stuff like that. So if you wanted to volunteer for that to help get ready, maybe where is the dance?
The dance, I believe, this year is going to be at the Shasta Fairgrounds.
Okay. Yeah. That whole thing. How would they get in touch if they just had something specific they knew that they could come in and help with?
So I can give you a number.
And we'll have our producer put that in our chat pack.
Okay. Yeah, this is a number that you can call to get more information and obviously suggest any things that you might have. And that number is 530-410-8220.
Okay. Is there a person to ask for, or I'm calling regarding the volunteering for the 23rd and the 24th mm-hmm. for this event?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Just call that number, and there you go.
Okay. Jim Putnam, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I just looked up ONC, ONC.org, and I'm not finding it, partner.
Okay. Hold on. Just one second.
What I'm getting is oncology stuff.
I looked it up earlier and found it, but
I thought it was something
.org.
.org.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure I got that right.
We will put it on our chat pack because
we'll announce it too. But
yeah, my internet.
Don't worry.
Really,
don't worry.
Really
don't
slow.
Worry.
Okay.
Don't worry. So it is.
We're going to find it. Yes. And we'll give it to you in the next half hour.
And hopefully, we got a flyer or something we stick in the window and talk about. Yes.
There we go.
Okay.
We're going to take Jim. Thanks so much for what you do and for all of our Special Olympians.
Thank you very much for having me, and thank you for letting me talk about Special Olympics.
Oh, it's one of the things we do here on the station. It just gives us a lot of pleasure, and if we can help out and get you the support you need, it's a win-win. I mean, we're happy to do it for sure. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. It's been an honor to serve Shasta County as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. We have accomplished a lot. Term limits, Second Amendment resolution, fair elections, supporting the Redding Rancheria, Charter County, and more. As we move into this new year, we will need solid conservative leadership more than ever. And I'm up for the challenge. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
$40,000 more dollars to Kevin Cry? Disgruntled East Coast multimillionaire Reverge Anselmo has now added nearly $150,000 more dollars into Cry in the last 2 months. This brings the total of outside money to Shasta County officials closer to $2 million. Do you want to live in Anselmo County? This is not local control. Save Shasta County. Take back local control. Vote yes to recall Kevin Cry on March 5th. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Well, good morning on this Tuesday. Of course, if you're looking outside and you're just tuning in, looks like we've got showers all day with our temperatures around, the high will be 51, overnight lows of 46.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. I used to be able to say it's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, but Lucky shut down.
Oh, man.
Good luck with that, Jason, in selling Lucky Miller's. It's a great place to eat. Great food. But the barbershop, it's been there for well over 25 years. And it's a family business. It's a veteran-owned business, of course, locally owned and operated. It is a barbershop. It's not a hair salon, but you get the best haircuts there. I haven't had a bad haircut since I started going there 16 years ago. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478, which I usually do, or you know, occasionally I'll stop in there and see if I can fit in, and sometimes I can. So, Cypress Square Barbershop, I thoroughly recommend them. It's man's last stronghold. I say that when I say man's last stronghold, but yet I see little kids in there getting a haircut. And,
that's a tag you gave them.
No, it's on their window.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been on that window for years.
I thought you gave them this whole time.
No.
I thought you were so brilliant.
Well, come to think of it, I may have done that. That was a long time ago. No, it's been on that window for a long time. Okay. Hey, today's election day. I don't care how you vote. I really don't. But I do want you to vote. And we've had historically on primary days, a lot of people don't vote. And now it's raining. And, it's raining. And it's harder to vote now because it's raining. But it's the same thing when it's sunny. It's hard for some people to vote. This is such a right that we have here in our country. That when you think about it, there's other countries that various classes of people can't vote. And in many of them, in some of the Middle Eastern countries, it's women can't vote. Why? Because women are not capable of making those decisions. Well, I dare anybody over here to tell a woman she's not capable of voting because she can't make that decision logically. So anyway, vote. That's the big thing. Proposition 1. That they're pushing out there. So we're going to help all the mentally ill. We're going to build, it's going to be a multi-billion dollar effort to build housing and treatments and blah, 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 blah. The one thing you have to understand about this, they're going to take money away from the counties. and then they're going to float this huge bond. Here's the thing. What has this administration, bless their hearts, done to do anything with homelessness in the hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars they've thrown at it over the last 4, 5, 6 years? But let me finish here, is the housing is not there. We're having more mental crisis. We've got more homeless than we've ever had. So they want to take away money from the counties where we can see it happening, where it's working, and they want to take it and give it to the state. I thoroughly, thoroughly oppose Proposition 1.
Can I just say that I think that there are people, I mean, you can't, it's like you can't cluster a group of people and say because they have a D or an R under administration that they haven't come in and tried and have succeeded in some form. I just refuse to believe that, because it would be like you're under an administration. Not everything can just be redlined or greenlined. You know what I'm saying is that it has to go through committees and houses. And there are all kinds of people that have little hands in a pocket about, like, well, if you do that, then I can't get this. And that's a problem in the bottleneck of trying to get things accomplished. I don't care who is the leader of our country. This goes on.
But let's just look at this logically. Excuse me. Gavin Newsom is the governor. He's been the governor. The Democrats have controlled the legislature, super control of it. Our homeless problem has gotten worse. The mental problems have gotten worse. Our crime problems are out of control in the big cities. This is under his administration, and now they want to take more money, which they've already proven they can't spend the money. They went from a $27 billion surplus and in 2 years made it $76 billion deficit. Now, do you really trust them to take that money and do what they say they're going to do? And I say the answer is no. Not even a close no. It's not a no with a little asterisk. It's no. You can't, because they have not done it. They have not done anything. Oh, we're going to have all this much housing in 4 years. Absolutely a lie. And he knew it. Or if he didn't know it, then he's an idiot. And which also could be out there. But the things they have done has not shown me one iota of trust that I have for this administration to use this money correctly. I'd rather have the money here in this county. At least we can hold them responsible about, okay, did we build some new housing? Did we provide housing? Did we provide mental health services for the poor people, the poor homeless people out there that are walking down the street screaming at the top of their lungs, and there's something wrong there. You know it's there. How many 5150s do we have in this town just literally walking around right now?
Okay, I'm going to change the subject because we both...
Well, I'm finished with that.
Okay, we're just going to change the subject a little bit to get off that. We have you been trouble getting on Facebook or whatever? According to... this news, there's cutting cable, and then there's literally cutting cable. Telecom cables running along the bottom of the Red Sea have been damaged, disrupting an estimated quarter of internet and communications between Asia, Europe, and Middle East.
Yeah, but not us. You know, we can't get on. Is anybody else having problems getting on Facebook? If you are, because what it's doing is it's putting me into one of our other people's,
it's telling me I have to redo my password, and when I try to do my password, it won't. Now,
it won't.
Interestingly enough, this morning was talking about, and I'm just going to go ahead and say that, when we had on Reading Restart, they were talking about that they tried to post their event on Facebook, and Facebook said sensitive because they were talking about fentanyl and drug addiction. They would not, you know, you try to boost a post because they kept saying, why isn't anybody, what's going on here?
Yeah, they were.
And what had happened is they were saying it's sensitive material.
It is sensitive. Fentanyl. It's sensitive.
But why wouldn't you, if you got an event to educate people about it?
Well, because it's, again, it's bots. Not this bot or that bot sitting next to me, but they're going through there and they're just pulling things, you know, computer-wise, and there's no people in it. I got hit with that one, and I went back to them and said, I don't think this is true, and they came back and they allowed it. But but for a while, it wouldn't post what I had written, and I can't remember what it was, but it was innocent and innocuous. I mean, it was, you know, something like this. Anyway.
Also in the news, we've read about, you know, and been hearing about five things that you need to know today. We've been, it seems like on the forefront, there's been all kinds of things with Boeing and with planes and people freaking out on planes and trying to grab the door off the plane and, you know, people having actual, like, cracking on the plane where they, you know, have mental breakdowns. I don't know. I was watching that the other day and I thought, oh my God. I don't think I've really ever experienced that because we know how you have to really take your own personal chill pill. But the FAA has found multiple problems with Boeing's production practices following a six-week audit triggered by the January 5th door plug blowout on an Alaska airline. This was not necessarily by a person doing it, but an actual door. In a new release, the FAA said it identified non-compliance issues in Boeing's manufacturing process control, parts handling and storage and product control, but did not provide additional detail. Boeing said it prepared to do what is needed to improve quality. Several agencies are investigating the aftermath of the Alaska Airlines incident, including the National Transportation Safety Board and the Justice Department. I'm curious because, you know, we all talk about human error. Will there be a time when our planes are made by robots?
Okay, now just as an answer, Facebook users may have encountered the social media site not working properly on the morning of Super Tuesday. Hundreds of thousands are turning back on. Do it. Turn me. There you go. Sometimes it does it by itself because of static electricity. It turns off mics. Maybe it's just what I was saying. Maybe Facebook was turning me off. Hey, Facebook users have said it's not working properly around 9 a.m. Eastern time. Hundreds of thousands of users reported Facebook being down during one of the biggest election days of the year.
Oh, my gosh.
And most were reported being logged out of Facebook accounts with no ability to log back in.
There you go. I was, like, trying to change. Well, here's a new
the
password.
The director of communications for Meta said in an X post, "We're aware people are having problems accessing our services. We are working on that right now."
Makes me feel good. I'm not so challenged. I thought, I'm so challenged. I'm sitting here trying to, maybe it's a new pass. Let me do a new password. So anyway, we do have to take a break. There you go. There's our news. Welcome with us on this Tuesday. It's Carla Lindebaugh. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. It's been an honor to serve Shasta County as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. We have accomplished a lot. Term limits, Second Amendment resolution, fair elections, supporting the Redding Rancheria, Charter County, and more. As we move into this new year, we will need solid conservative leadership more than ever. And I'm up for the challenge. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
Hi there, Shasta County. It's Dan Sloan. I want to thank Republicans across Shasta County for selecting me to serve as your GOP leader. Your faith in that leadership has motivated me to run for Shasta County Supervisor District 2. I'm the only candidate in this race that is a lifelong Republican with a history of fighting to protect our conservative way of life. With my experience, I will protect the foundational values of Shasta County.
criminals will not receive a get-out-of-jail-free card because we will keep our jail open. You have the right to arm yourself, and I will protect your Second Amendment. Taxpayer dollars won't be needlessly wasted on programs that don't benefit you. And remember, government is done best when we do the opposite of what Gavin Newsom says.
A vote for Dan Sloan is a vote for conservative Republicans. Vote for a leader who understands your needs. Vote Dan Sloan. Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Sloan.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while the floor of our jail is closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
We've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years.
We have never actively volunteered in a political campaign.
The incredible waste of our taxpayer dollars compelled us to act.
Our county is in crisis, but District 1 Supervisor Kevin Cry is at the heart of the problems we face.
District 1 residents are coming together from all political parties.
The election is nearing.
It takes all of us to restore county government.
Stop reckless spending. We need your vote to recall Kevin Cry.
Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
And good morning and welcome back to Super Tuesday, actually, here on KCNR. And we're going to be off to vote today. How about you, if you haven't already? And in the news, I don't know, you know, I was thinking about April and all the things that are going on in April. You know, as we progress, you know, we've got the Red Bluff Roundup and cool April nights. And, of course, I wanted to talk about this because I recall, and I don't know if Turtle Bay, I know that they've got their big auction coming up, and I've been honored to ask to MC again with Patrick John, and we're going to be, and I think Lee Left is the auctioneer, and a wonderful night that is happening two weekends from now. But as we look forward, I remember at Turtle Bay, the reason I thought about that, that one time, they were giving out glasses that you could watch the eclipse with. And so they, you know, they talk about including 32 million people in the U.S. alone who live along the route of the moon's shadow will travel during the eclipse known as the Path of Totality. Okay, so this is when the moon's going to be covering the sun. And this happens, do we know the date?
Of what, the eclipse? I understand this eclipse is so cool that people are buying airline tickets on special airlines or special flights that follow the eclipse so you can watch it.
It's been 6 years, because I remember we were up at the doggy park. And that's where we went up to look at the Great American Eclipse of 2017, which is so weird that, you know, that said that annual eclipse won't appear across the part of the world again until 2046. So.
The, you know, today, with Super Tuesday, Nikki Haley, who has been fighting the fight against Trump, everybody else has dropped out except Nikki Haley. So is this going to be the final knockout punch? Or is there going to be the talk about a third party? Nikki Haley, who has been fighting Trump, and she is not held back, and of course Trump is the same way, that the, you know, but today there's, you know, hundreds of delegates that are going to be selected on Super Tuesday. And we're voting, I saw on our ballot, we're voting on the Republican side. We're going to, you know what, I'm thinking about no party preference or something like that for next time around. As many other people have, that they've been, some of them have been that way for decades. And, you know, because it comes down to the fact anyway that I feel like I try to vote for the best candidate for the job, that I learn as much about them as I possibly can. And like in the district you and I are voting in this time, mm-hmm. has four people running. It has Dan Sloan, it has Laura Hobbs, it has Suzanne Barrymore, and Alan Long. Two of those are going to get into, you know, nobody's going to win 50% that I can think of in the second district. Then in the third district, you've got three people running. You've got Mary Rickert, of course, the incumbent. You have Wynn Carpenter and Corky Harmon. So is anybody there going to get 50%? I'm not sure. Steve Garvey, who's running for, you know, there's four candidates for Senate, and Adam Schiff, of all people, is in the lead. But Steve Garvey is a surprising, you know, strong second in this. He's a Republican. And then you look at, you know, all the millions of dollars on campaigning, you know, for all the ads. And who's being paid for Garvey? It's Adam Schiff is paying to promote Garvey.
What?
He's paying to promote Garvey. He says, oh, Garvey is too, it's too conservative for California. And it shows Garvey, yeah, I voted for Trump. I voted for him twice. I thought he was the best man for the job. Too conservative for California. But what he's doing, he's getting Garvey's name out there. And a lot of people go, oh, Steve Garvey, you know, this gives us an alternative. Because Schiff doesn't want to run against the Democrats. Because as we know with these jungle primaries, it's the top two vote getters, whether they're both Democrats or both Republicans or a Republican Democrat or, two zebras. I mean, who cares? But he's spending a lot of money to get Garvey's name out there because he wants to run against Garvey. He doesn't want to run against Barbara Lee or the other candidate because they're both Democrats. I just find that interesting, you know, for that. Now, in the third district, when we have three candidates, can Mary Rickert get over 50% of the vote? If not, then Mary, you know, whoever the top two are going to be in the runoff in or be in the general election. So we're going to have at least one and possibly two. Now, the impact on the Kevin Cry recall, if he's recalled, he is out of office right then. So, of course, as they've been saying on the ads, then Gavin Newsom could step in literally and name the next can fill that supervisor's position. And of course, the pro-recall people are saying, oh, he won't do it. We've asked him not to. But he could if he wanted to, because Shasta County seems to have a special spot in Gavin Newsom's heart at times. It doesn't mean he will. He has, you know, he has in other counties. But it doesn't mean he will until the general election and then whoever – and then that first district will be opened up for running. And then in January, there would be a new supervisor if Kevin Cry is recalled. And then you have the propositions. One is, do the should there be term limits? And you know what? Term limits, you can say, are for, you know, you do have term limits. Every election, there's term limits. Well, I'm not sure. Should we make it 8 years? Some people say, well, there should be historical. You know, if you do that, we'll lose the, you know, the knowledge and experience. Well, 8 years, trust me, you should be able to accomplish things in that 8 years. You know, so my for or against, I tell you what, I am so for term limits when it comes to federal elected jobs. And then you don't have things like Pelosi and Feinstein and McConnell just hanging in there until they're, you know, to the point that they, you know, they're literally falling over or dying. But that's a question for you, the voter. The other one is, should we become a charter county? And the whole thing on that is, a charter county, for one thing, is that the board of supervisors can replace somebody that's been removed or quits or dies, or they can call a special election. There's your other one. And so your thoughts on that one. Anyway.
Read over your ballots very carefully, because yep. We know that several bills will read exactly opposite to what you think it is.
Yep. And you know what?
Vote no for yes or whatever. So really read that. And we got to go.
And tomorrow we'll discuss what happened
oh,
today.
Oh, boy.
Hey, everybody. Have a good day and God bless America.
But I won't back down.
Medical Center.